The notion of Russian spacecraft landing on an asteroid sounds implausible, perhaps to those who remember the dangerous space flak at the center of Michael Bay's 1998 film, Armageddon.
What is this thing?
It's enormous.
It's an asteroid, sir. It's the size of Texas, Mr. President.
What kind of damage?
Total, sir.
My God.
Nothing would survive, not even bacteria.
What do we do?
We blow this thing up from the inside.
How?
We drill.
The Hollywood formula of pitting humanity against the unstoppable wrath of nature has also made ready material for the media. Will Wislow, staff writer for the Utney Reader, wrote about meteor-related melodrama and is on the line to fill us in. Will, great to have you back on Word of Mouth.
Nice to be back.
Will, this started when you Googled next asteroid to hit Earth. What did you come up with?
Well, the thing about asteroid stories is they're sort of like the celebrity sex tape of astronomy. They're a very lurid event, and there's a lot of potential for hyperbole. When I Googled that, I came up with a ton of stories dating back, hundreds of years, ultimately. Most recently, there was one on November 8th, a near miss of an asteroid that came within about 200,000 miles of Earth, about the size of a large naval vessel. Last year, there was a really great one that was reported on by the Daily Mail, and that one was kind of interesting because they were reporting so far out into the future. They claimed that, it was probably going to hit sometime before the year 2200, but most likely it would be on the 24th of September, 2182. And it keeps going back. You can find one on CNN from 2003, and if you keep going back, you can find archival stories from the 1800s where astronomers mistook meteor showers as sort of like this lead up to a celestial end times. So this is a kind of chronic anxiety among the scientific and journalistic community.
Well, luckily there's a web-based program that puts that kind of astronomical hysteria into the hands of anyone with a wireless signal. Tell us about this Impact Earth program.
Sure. In light of that November 8th near miss that we had, Purdue University produced this really interesting web program called Impact Earth. And what it allows you to do is kind of hand tweak your asteroid of choice. You can pick out the size, the velocity of this object, its angle of approach to Earth, what type of land or terrain it hits when it actually hits the planet, and it gives you a bunch of really interesting statistics about what will happen after it hits. So it will spit out information about the type of thermal radiation that will spread across the Earth, seismic activity that, like earthquakes and shockwave, that will be a result of it, tsunami if it landed in the water. Mm-hmm. It's quite lurid.
Are there examples of famous collisions that one can view on Impact Earth?
Sure. There's definitely an educational element to this program. It is put out by a university, and it does have a number of quote-unquote famous impacts with asteroid over Earth's history. You can go back as far as the asteroid that hit the Yucatan Peninsula and effectively punctuated the Cretaceous period, and you know how it goes, smoke killed off the dinosaurs, that sort of thing. It's kind of interesting. The program also allows you to kind of place yourself on the map according to where that impact was. For example, with that one, I placed myself 150 kilometers away from the Yucatan Peninsula, and it tells you these really great details, like in about 3 minutes after the impact, you'd be buried beneath about 800 feet of rock. 5 minutes after that, you'd get hit with a shockwave that was moving at 3,700 miles an hour. And, of course, all that is really the fact, because long before then, your body would be scorched anyhow. So it kind of adds a fun element to astronomical events that have happened in the past.
Well, Will, that does sound like fun. It's good to know how one would happen when you're buried under, 800 pounds of rock, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
I want to thank you for joining us today.
Hey, you bet.
Will Wislow, staff writer for Utney Reader. You can find a link to his article on asteroids. It's called Coming to a Planet Near You and to the Impact Earth software. That's at our webpage, wordofmouthradio.org. You can also follow our twinkling lights on Facebook and on Twitter. Coming up, a hairy look at the world of competitive bearding.
Spend my life in this sweet surrender. I could stay lost in love.